to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 236. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter at comic_syndicate on Instagram. What's up, guys? Happy Halloween. I'm recording this October 31st, 2018. Let's hit it. I have a few things to go through. It's going to be a short show, but I'll keep you guys updated on what's been going on with me. First off, we're going to start with what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. 100 episodes. We entitled episode 136, hashtag Selfie Shank, at Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain, catch up on birthdays and summer movie draft 2016. Then hit Twitter love, shoutouts, then hit a grid of what the fuck news. Trip out on this. I've been trying to figure this one out myself. Man's leg blown off while shooting lawnmower packed with explosives. Homeboy was literally shooting out a lawnmower out of a homemade cannon type deal. And he packed it with explosives to shoot this fucking lawnmower out. And the explosion... The ricochet, something ricocheted out, and he got a leg severed. So, we hit woman clubs boyfriend to death because he cheated on her in a dream. Okay, let's think about that one real quick. Next one is going to be woman stabs boyfriend for not liking Instagram selfie fast enough. Let that one sink in as well. We hit California woman facing eviction. Sets herself on fire. Again, woman pleads not guilty to fatally stabbing boyfriend over Xbox. And I tossed in, see a theme yet? And this gun designed to look like a cell phone. Hashtag what the fuck news. From there, we hit comic talk, comic news, Batman v Superman, chat, the Goon film on track, Fox renews, Lucifer, Disney green lights, The Jungle Book 2, Star Wars The Force Awakens, a cute article, I don't even remember what that is, we hit Star Wars Rogue One, we hit Donnie Yen, Ip Man movie talk, we hit Marvel green lights, Cloak and Dagger show, we hit Spider-Man movie casting news, we hit Inhumans movie delayed, and that one, I guess, was interesting because they were supposed to make it a movie, and they made it a TV show instead, and I didn't see any of it, but just everything, all the feedback for it was terrible, and nothing good came out of that. They had to pull it and cancel it completely. Anyways, we hit Thor Ragnarok casting, great movie, we hit Captain Marvel announcement soon. So we saw the first trailer already, or teaser trailer, I guess. We have first Doctor Strange trailer dropping on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week, so this was 2 years ago. 100 episodes constitutes 2 years ago. It's past you by the time you listen. There you go. We have Jeff Lemire to write new Moon Knight series. Jeff Lemire is a great fucking writer slash artist. He's one of those guys. We have Image Comics announces 20 new titles, then finally hit comic reviews. Spider-Man number 3, Sheriff of Babylon number 5, which is written by Tom King, and Mitch Gerrits is the artist of that. With Vision number 6, actually Tom King was the writer of that at the time before he signed that exclusive deal to write strictly for DC Comics. We hit Poe Dameron number 1, and those Vision series, it's a great series, guys. It's a 12-issue arc, it's just a grounded series. Same thing with the Sheriff of Babylon. If you like superhero, but with a great grounded story, go Vision. With characters that you're familiar with. You would like that. If you want a war-torn, real-world societies and the army officers working with Afghani soldiers for the betterment, that one is a great grounded story, but just no completely non-superhero. Sorry, guys. Poe Dameron, number 1. We hit Old Man Logan, number 4. Cal Trade Paperback, volume 2. And Uncanny X-Men, number 6. All right, guys. That's what I got for what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. Bullet points this week. I'm just going to hit a quick run-through of LA Comic Con. I love LA. I got to be out there the whole weekend, for the most part. It just felt like I was there the whole time. I'm not a big fan of LA in general. Trafficking out there, everything just in general about LA. Certain parts of it are cool. Certain people are cool. It's just the congestion. There's a lot of things. And it's always going to be that Orange County, Los Angeles mindset and mentality that does separate us. But it's just, it's different. And I don't want to spend time going into it. But it's worth checking out, especially for concerts. I love going out there for concerts. Actually, I hate going out there for concerts. But I will go out there for concerts or something like this. I went out and it was dope, dude. It's always dope. So this one took over with Stan Lee Kamikaze the first 5 years. This is the first year where it's now strictly just Los Angeles Comic Con. Always great. So I did it solo on Friday. And I drove out there, chilled, and saw everything. Met some cool people. Experienced just the convention. It's the giant floor. They don't necessarily have panels because it's not big enough yet. Even though Stan Lee Kamikaze kind of had panels, I guess. But just a dope experience. If you guys have never been, I would always encourage you guys, like, check it out, guys. Like, go find out for yourself, like, what a convention is about. Do I want to vent? LA is just a different type of, I don't know, a monster in a certain way. It's dope. I mean, give me a convention all day long. Yes. But, I think the thing that sucks the most, honestly, is coming back from a convention and seeing so much cool shit and sharing so much cool shit that, when I come back, I get a lot of crap from people sometimes, like, thanks for the invite. And it's like, haha, but it's like not joking. They're just like kind of jabs, and this is from friends and sometimes family, dude. And it's like, dude, you guys don't support half of the things I fucking do, and you guys know I have a fucking podcast that's pop culture based along with the other two now, and yet you guys still, like, people still kind of hit me like, how come you didn't invite me? It's like, dude, you don't show any interest in any of my fucking shit until something like this comes up, and that's honestly what it is, and it irks me. Honestly, is the best way to put it. Like, it doesn't piss me off. It's like, I kind of throw it in their face in kind of a nonchalant way, too. Like, yeah, well, I would have, but you don't show interest in it. Especially after the second and third podcast have been dropping. Like, there's got to be something you're interested in one of those three fucking podcasts. Like, you know, encourage each other to do shit, and when cool shit comes around, maybe, guess what, maybe you'll get hooked up with tickets. Sometimes you never know, unless, you know, again, I don't need it. I don't need any admiration, and that's from our listeners too. I don't need the pat on the back. I'm doing it because I just love fucking doing it, and I love interacting with people, and I like following all this cool shit anyways, that all of a sudden the past fucking, what, 6 years, 7 years, now it's fucking the thing to be doing. That's as much as I'm going to vent as far as the venting aspect. So I'm going to talk about now chilling with RG, my boy, my co-host from Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, Alan, his brother, the co-host of the 2OC podcast, and his friend Juliet went out with me on Saturday, went to pick them up, scooped them up early, and they helped day two. And I can go solo to these things. I have gone solo before. Going with people is a better experience. So to go with these three cats was just dope. And they're all down-to-earth, fun, funny, cool fucking people. And it went from day one to just seeing so much more in a weird way to just the conversations, hanging out, and just sharing this experience. I had fucking even more of a blast by that point. Okay, that being said, I guess the thing I'm going to hit next is going to be interviews. I was going to have content. I had my recorder. I spoke to a lot of fucking cool people, like I always do. And I lined up some interviews. I could have easily interviewed them on the spot. And it's a little tougher to do now because I have interviewed people at San Diego Comic-Con, a grip load of people at San Diego Comic-Con. And I still have panels and shit like that I can share that I still need to share. It's a tougher process, again, doing it by yourself, putting this podcast together. But solo fucking sucks. And then I do work two jobs. And I've had a lot on my plate coming from different ways. For a while, I'm juggling a lot of things. So that being said, though, these interviews I do have lined up. are pretty fucking dope. And because of that, the question now is, do I continue to rock 20 to 30 minute interviews on the Comic Syndicate? And sometimes our guests have sat in for the whole show. Sometimes they're like, I'll just do, you know, comic talk. So it depends preference for our guest. And this one, again, comes back to the question, do I want to rock a 20 to 30 minute interview on the Comic Syndicate and then do my reviews on the side, do what I spoke about, 100, everything, whatever that might entail? Or do I want to move those interviews over strictly to the audio chronicles? Like, let me pick their brain a little bit longer. Let me go in depth. Let me hit all those notes and tones where they can tell me their fucking story. And origin storied it up. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Options, guys. Especially, I love doing the audio chronicles. Granted, only two under my belt so far. But I've done interviews. I've done a grip load of interviews before. It's nothing different for me. But just to just go a longer format and just focus on them, I think would be cool. And I got talked into that. And which is dope. So thank you so much. Last few things is talking about the con and coming back home and not getting sleep and getting rest and working too much and just everything too much. Too many things on my plate. Kind of I've been in one of those grumpy states again. So any apologies to everyone or anyone that I might have? I don't flip out that often. I flip out when it's necessary and needed, but my apologies. Like, I'm glad no one sees me like that, or I hope no one sees me like just fuck the world, Josias. Like, it does happen, though, and this is going to happen, too. This little fucker chiming in because he is an attention whore. Magneto. And I heard my doorbell go off not too long ago. So I'm cock-blocking these kids. I feel bad because it's like, ooh, I should be giving out candy, which I am and will. So anyways, grumpy, not anyone in particular. I know when I'm burnt out. I know when I'm tired. And I've had on a lot on my plate since my birthday, the 17th, so mid-October. It's going to only get worse for me as the months go by. I have Thanksgiving coming up. I have my sister's birthday coming up this week. It's just not a lot of things. It's typical shit everyone else goes through as well. So it's not like anything crazy or bad. It's just, fuck me, I don't get enough sleep. Like, I'm always busy doing something. Now, speaking of that, because I've been so busy, I want to talk about Halloween, dude. Today is, again, the 31st, so happy Halloween once again, guys. Let me talk about that, dude. At the office, the office is so fucking cool that they let us decorate our desks. They encourage us to dress up. Granted, no hoochie shit, no booty shorts. So I couldn't go as fucking Daisy Duke this fucking year, assholes. I know, right? But, This theme for our department was Toy Story this year. And everyone's building elaborate shit on their cubicles. And they told me, like, all right, guess what, dude? Toy Story, and we want you to be Buzz Lightyear. I'm like, okay. We even picked up your costume for you. So it's like, ooh. My birthday crept up on me this year. Halloween kind of crept up on me this year. Everything's been creeping up on me because every day, weekend, everything bleeds into each other for me. Days don't feel like days, weeks don't feel like weeks. Months fly by. As you get older, that happens. That's not the reason why. It's just because I'm so busy all the time. It's like, oh, like, well, I don't know. Like, fuck me, dude. I don't know what I got planned. Like, I'm probably up to something. Up to no good. But that's pretty much what it is. So again, they encourage us to encourage our desks. And since I'm Buzz Lightyear, it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Everyone who keeps asking me is like, dude, aren't you going to do something? It's like, I don't fucking really give a fuck, dude. I don't have the time you guys fucking do to build these elaborate fucking things and to go fucking dialed up. So I was grumpy. I mean, and I hope I wasn't that way with the coworkers, but knowing that, I'm like, dude, I'm just tired of hearing fucking bullshit, dude. Like, what fucking time do you think I fucking have to do this? Like, Mondays I have off. I'm lucky if I get to watch football. So go for a run on Mondays. Tuesdays is normal day for me, as I normally record a few episodes of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes with RG. Wednesdays is normally I record Comic Syndicate. Go for a run, come home, record the Comic Syndicate. But I've been trying to get out more physical for myself, and that's pretty much what it is. So the first 3 days of my week are normally taken up for that. And if something doesn't work out, then Thursday, if I have off from the second job, I use that day also to do something, run for sure, but do add one of those podcasts as well. It's my side project. And then the rest of the weekend, like, I whatever the fuck I do. I had this weekend off, this past weekend, for LA Comic Con, which, you know what? I deserve a fucking break. I deserve a fucking weekend off. I fucking work a lot, so you know what? You deserve it. And even the cons are work. It's fun work like that. This one doesn't send you as much press shit, so it's I get to enjoy a convention, finally. I missed enjoying conventions, so that's why I think I enjoyed it so much and the company so much, because I finally got to just be on my own schedule, on my own time. I don't have to be dragged from one place to another or have somebody call me up and be like, okay, you're here for this. It's like, no, it's like, just enjoy what you love. You started this podcast for that reason, so just enjoy yourself. Today again, back to the office, is the Toy Story gig. And not to say anything disparaging about my coworkers, like, the other section over went all fucking out. And I love fucking creativity. Like, I encourage creativity. And I love the fuck out of it. And I'm never gonna discourage it. If I want to be a fucking grump about fucking not having the time for it, and I don't shove shit down anyone's throat, letting them know, like, what fucking time do you think? The certain people in my life that know how much I do, those are the people that know, like, oh, fuck, homeboy is fucking busy. Everyone else, if they think I have the luxury of fucking time, that's something I don't have. So if I was a grump, again, I spoke about that, is I didn't want to come off that way. I've had a few things happen this week where it's like, oh, fuck me and fuck you too. But today, going through the motions, and you know, I'm balls deep by this point, so fuck it. We're just going to go with the fucking flow. And that was fucking today at the office. And to see everyone as, I don't want to say extravagant as they were dressed, but to a certain degree, everyone fucking rocked it like a motherfucker. Jump on at the comic _ syndicate on Instagram. I think I tweeted some of those out. I don't remember, but just find Josias Arabella. I'm not hidden on fucking Facebook. Find my shit, dude. I always have a bunch of cool shit I'm posting anyways. We had the whole Toy Story cast for the most part, and it was just dope. And the fact that we all back each other up, and it's like, no matter how corny it was, it all went well with each other, and it was just fucking a good fucking day at the office. Granted, it was work, and it was just fucking cool to have that fucking day. Especially when I don't have the time, and it's like, ooh, well, I'm at work anyways, and that was Buzz fucking Lightyear. Oh my god, tried this costume, quote-unquote, on earlier, yesterday, Tuesday, and fuck me. I looked like a fucking penis. Like, it comes with this headpiece where I just look like a purple vibrator. And I'm like, ooh, this is not gonna work out well. It's like, ooh, I got wings, I got a blub. Ooh, this is going to be interesting. It was not as terrible as I was expecting. It's definitely not as good as I was hoping, but that's the catch-22 on that. I had a blast, though. Again, love the fuck out of my office coworkers, and it's always fun to do. And for me to have no time and just, like, wanting to be grumpy today, I couldn't help but have fun with it, you know? Like, seeing how creative everyone was and is, and just because I don't have the time to be creative in that aspect to build something for my cubicle. And I did do space for my cubicle. I'm creative in different ways. So even though, cool, 1 week you guys are going to spend on this, it's like, I'm creative all year long in so many different ways. With so little time, it's like, it was just a weird trip. So, again, I was in this grump bubble, and to get broken out of it because of the coworkers was fucking dope. It's barely hump day. It's Wednesday, and I'm fucking burnt out, beat up, and exhausted already. And I got to go back to the second job this weekend, which is not a bad thing. I miss those cats, too. I feel like I haven't seen them in a while. All right, long story to get to. The last thing I'm going to hit is I went to my local vape shop down the street is Freedom Vapes this past, Friday, Saturday, I forgot. Before I went to the convention, I believe. And went in, and they're always great people. Again, Freedom Vapes. They offer a discount to anyone. Just go in, mention, I heard you guys on the Comic Syndicate, and they know us, and we know them, and they're great fucking people. Joe and his wife are just dope, down to earth. Great people, very helpful. So I walk in, and they're like, Josias, were your ears ringing? I'm like, no, apparently something, I got a voice message from you guys. There was, you know, something that happened. Their machines were down a certain day. I went in the week prior. And I'm like, no, I think I just came across your voice message finally. Sorry, I didn't, it took me so long to come in. And they're like, nah, don't worry about it. It's like, Chantel was in earlier. And I'm like, Chantel? I'm like, you guys know Chantel? And it's like, yeah, Chantel Velasco. I'm like, oh, fuck. And wanted to catch up. It's like, we were talking about you. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are dope. So, Chantel, if you listen to the podcast, I don't know who listens to the podcast, but when I find out things like this, like, I love the fuck out of it. Like, I don't know how Chantel knows about this place, but the fact that they know you and you guys, you know, go in, friends of the family. Like, it's one of my sister's best friends, and Chantel's dope as fuck anyways, dude. Like, just kind of like a sister. Like, she told them as well, dude. So dope. Huge shout out to Chantel. Again, don't know who listens to the podcast in my bubble. So, but if you guys are local, go to Freedom Vapes. They're in Anaheim. They're great people. Again, off of Orangewood and I believe Euclid. And mention the show and you can get, I believe, 15 to 20% off of your purchase. All right, that's all I got plug-wise this week. And I know I went long on that and in depth. So maybe this is going to be a longer show than I was expecting. All right, guys, give me a few. I'll be right back with some comic talks.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrits, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michelle. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
All right, guys, I'm back with some comic talk. Don't mind the dog. It's Halloween night, what you expect. Doorbells going off, ghouls and ghosts at night. And, again, dogs fucking barking. My attention whore dog that still has not learned how to grab me a beer yet, little jerk. All right, first thing I want to hit is going to be next Purge movie. Could be The Last Says franchise creator. Do you guys like those movies? It's a franchise fucking thing. It's a... got its niche audience, and I do like them. I can't say I've ever seen any in theater, but fuck it, if it's going to be the last one, I guess it's ran its course for the most part. Next one is going to be Hollywood producers dying to make a sequel. I still need to watch this one. I'm hoping to go out this, fuck me, probably after work or before work this weekend while I'm there, or since I'm there anyways. Next one's going to be Spawn reboot. Production start pushed to June. Todd McFarlane's Spawn reboot through Blumhouse Productions has been pushed to next summer with an expected filming location. Now, this one was one I was kind of jazzed about. Jamie Foxx is set on to be, I believe, Spawn, Al Simmons, with Jeremy Renner as well. And we don't know which role that's going to be. Next one's going to be interesting. Adi Shankar developing Legend of Zelda television series. Adi Shankar, executive producer of Netflix Castlevania, which I still haven't seen, heard great things about, is currently in talks to develop a series based on the Legend of Zelda video games series. This one's been a long time coming for a while. I love that world. Grew up on it. I mean, legit grew up on it. So I'm kind of cool with that. Next one's going to be LeBron James is in talks to produce Friday the 13th reboot. I don't know if that's news from last week. Might be, actually. don't recall. All these days run into each other, guys. Next one's going to be Labyrinth. Sequel script draft has been completed. So Don't Breathe director Fede Alvarez has revealed that while the Labyrinth sequel has yet to be greenlit, it is now it now has a draft script. Next one's going to be Disney removes a Marvel Studios film from its 2020 release slate. This also sounds like old news, so I'm going to say it would be Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which is has been on complete definite hiatus. Next one's going to be Boba Fett movie no longer happening. Lucasfilms confirms. Lucasfilm executive has confirmed that the Boba Fett Star Wars spinoff film has been canceled. Film journalist Eric Weber revealed the cancellation in a Twitter post. Would it have anything to do with the success or terrible success of Solo? Solo wasn't as bad as people give it credit for. I understand the backlash, and I understand it's okay to fight for your fandom. But was it serious shit worse than Wonder Woman? I mean, come on, guys. Next one. Wonder Woman is going to be... Fuck, it's going to be moved to summer 2020. I think it's last week's news. Jeez. I'm going to keep that in just because I don't know if that's funny or terrible, but fuck, man. Next one's going to be Nightwing director assures the movie still lives. The Lego Batman movie director Chris McKay assures fans his planned Nightwing film is still in the works at Warner Brothers. With some fearing that Nightwing has been quietly dropped from Warner Brothers' DC movie slate, McKay eased one fan's fears on Twitter, writing, "You're going to have to wait, though. Keep hope alive." Ooh. To paraphrase Dick Grayson, Nightwing lives. Always. Okay, again, don't trust much from the DC Extended Universe. That's movies, straight up movies. Everything's been fucked for them. They can't find or complete a writer to do or direct The Flash. Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill, it looks like they're dropping completely and they're resting on Aquaman and Wonder Woman to save the DC Extended Universe? Question mark? I had a conversation with Alan and RG and Anton from the 2OC, both of those guys, and my co-host, and we're chatting in our room, and it's like, if DC Extended Universe, if the movie cinematically could film Gal Gadot playing every fucking character because Wonder Woman made so much money, they would fucking get the fuck away with it. Or if they could, they would try it. They're that, not even ambitious. That stupid. I'll say it straight up. That's all I got for comic news. My comic reviews, just going to be one. I want to say it's going to be short. It's going to be one I've reviewed recently. And actually, I'm really enjoying the fuck out of this. It's going to be Cosmic Ghost Rider number 4. Johnny Cates is the writer. Starts off with Frank Castle's Cosmic Ghost Rider's inner monologue going off. By and large, I'm not a man that's easily haunted. I've done my best not to let the things I've done crawl into my soul and twist me up. I don't dwell on the scum I've put down. I don't keep their unblinking faces in my head. But that don't mean I don't have regrets. It's why I'm doing all this. Stealing baby Thanos from his crib. And all of that. If I can change his destiny, then maybe there's hope for me too. But then that's the problem, right? If I'm a monster, if I'm truly damned, what the hell am I changing him into? So, if you guys know Frank Castle, he's the fucking Punisher. Watch Netflix. His story, there's been plenty of movies about it. Not all of them are good. The Dolph Lundgren one sucked. One of them sucked. That second one was okay. It was more like a war journal. That one with Jigsaw was actually good. Anyways, ex-military. Mob hit, kills his family, his wife and his kids, and takes him down this fucking dark road where, you know what, fuck the world and fuck everyone in it. I'm gonna seek vengeance, and if they take it too far, I'm going to kill. And that's Punisher's story. So that's why this character of Cosmic Ghost Rider is that much more gnarly and intense and crazy, and I love the fuck out of it for that. So now it's pretty much just a story of a man trying to make amends for the sins of his past, which was nothing but vengeance to begin with. So this is my story I'm going to tell you guys. As we see the next page of of Thanos fully decked out in Punisher gear. And it's just funny to see now as Frank, Cosmic Ghost Rider, is confused. Because if you guys have heard the past few reviews, he has baby Thanos. He has his chains of hell on him. Like, it's a baby carriage and it's a baby leash. And it's so, it shouldn't look that adorable for him to chain up baby Thanos the way he does. And it's just interesting. Because again, as he has this, older Thanos saved him from getting attacked or killed earlier in issue number 3 or late issue number 3. So now as we see him, Thanos is fully decked out in Punisher gear. And that's the fucking thing, because now we see Frank, Cosmic Ghost Rider, is completely confused about the whole situation. Even now with baby Thanos asking, like jumping off, and he's like, who is this ugly man? And then Frank tells him straight, that's you. As now little baby Thanos goes to confront himself. Are you a cosmic serial killer? Ha, no, little one. No, that's not me. Not anymore. What are you? And Thanos says, I'm the Punisher. And it's really funny, just simple panel, we see Cosmic Ghost Rider say, oh, for fuck's sake. But of course, it's bleeped out. It's Marvel. It's just funny and just very cleverly written panels. I want to say witty, but yeah, I mean, even witty as well, to get these characters down in an odd way where it almost makes sense. So now as they leave to see where Thanos, Punisher, is going to take them next, we already see Cosmic Ghost Rider is already worried about it. So now as we get these pages of the future world he's from, older Thanos, Frank is surprised to see nothing but serenity. Just everything being beautiful, rich, and lush. Till they eventually come across Frank Castle's grave. When Frank now, Cosmic Ghost Rider, is just almost afraid to ask. Like, what the fuck happened to me? You can tell he wants to ask. He says he doesn't want to know, but finally asks something else. Was it good? My life. Did it matter? Thanos says, Father, you have taught me everything I know. It was. It is my honor, my greatest honor to have. And then as this goes down, Frank, Cosmic Ghost Rider, notices something in the distance and interrupts Thanos as he notices this smoke again. And from there, he kind of goes into shock over the vision he finally sees. It's typically Frank, sort of his sort of perverted, I guess, ideology. And what now Thanos, older Thanos, feels was right to implement. And again, the whole vengeance thing. And I'll go into a little bit about that. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Thanos says they didn't want the peace we brought them. So he separated those people into camps now where he straight up punishes them. And he says this, like, no, I have to punish them. Again, thinking it's some sort of, I guess, quote-unquote, justification. Because of, again, Punisher's ideals. And I'm punishing them. So the whole justification. So he separated those two factions. And even saying the word Punisher is weird to use now, coming from Thanos and Frank Castle. Now, especially as Frank takes this all in, and baby Thanos tells him, that's what you told me. There's a difference between killing people and letting them die. And it's little baby Thanos looking at Cosmic Ghost Rider. And if you guys, I would encourage you guys to read these. Like, it's going to be a 6-issue arc. This is barely number 4. I'm curious where the fuck this is going. And now we get this sort of self-reflection that comes across Cosmic Ghost Rider. It comes in and, like, the give take of morality and even the moral compass. And it's real cool. And then we get the flip. Thanos says, do you know and understand what we are protecting? And it goes to this underlying theme for Frank, like, am I that terrible? And if so, can I change? Is fate just fate, and is it destined to happen? Or can we change? Can I change as people? Can, you know, have I changed type of deal? And those are just, like, I'm writing this for you guys. Like, I've been in that place where it's like, you know what? I'm a motherfucker and I'm an asshole. But then again, then I've been in a better place where it's like, not all those things everyone thinks I am. Unless you need me to bust out the lightsaber, then it's going to have to happen. But again, it's a dope fucking story. And every time I pick up something, it happens to go with the mood I'm feeling. And if this is just one review for you guys, I'm glad I'm rocking this one because it kind of hit me when I needed it the most, having nothing for you guys. And it's like, this rang true. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to write something up for you guys. If so, can I change again? And have I changed? As they're arguing over this now, and again, that was my inner monologue. That's what I wrote for you guys in the past few sentences. The whole, can I change? Like, you know, am I that terrible? So anyways, they're arguing now as baby Thanos is witnessing, like, just back and forth. Like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? What's going on? And Punisher Frank Castle kind of looks at it like, fuck, this is what we're protecting. Thanos is like, I took you back. Or actually, no, you raised me. You brought me back. And you raised me. So I killed the mobsters that came to kill your family. I'm protecting you so you can be happy because you raised me. And that's when Frank's like, no, this is all a dream. Like, this is not happening. It's like, no, I did it for you. And Frank's like, dude, I died. I made a deal with Mephisto to come back as Ghost Rider. I sold my soul to the devil, essentially. I came back to Earth as the Ghost Rider. He keeps getting amped up powers. Comes across Galactus. He's trying to find Thanos. He powers him up some more. They kill Thanos. He powers up him up some more. That's how he becomes so powerful, this cosmic Ghost Rider. And then Frank again, now again, the moral understanding of everything, the whole self-reflection type of deal. He's like, how the fuck are we intertwined? I hate this. He's like, you shouldn't be the person you are. And that's what causes a fight. He's like, Frank finally pulls out a gun and holds the gun to baby Thanos' head. And he's like, Frank, you shouldn't do this. And they start fighting. They start scrapping. Although it's all Thanos kicking his ass. Again, just really cool to see the offer and that Thanos makes him. Like, it's always, they're connected oddly somehow now. Even though our Frank Castle is regular Frank Castle minus War Machine, which was stupid. But we won't go into that. But it's a different store. It's an offshoot of an off-world something that could happen, and that, you know what? I love the fuck out of this character. I hope he sticks around. Is Cosmic Ghost Rider. So that was my book of the week. I loved the fuck out of it. Sorry I went long, guys. Sorry for venting earlier. I love doing this. I need doing it sometimes. If I don't go without recording a week, it bugs me. It helps. It's therapeutic for me all the time. And just to talk to you guys and for you guys to hear and to hear the feedback. Again, I don't necessarily need it, but when I do get it, it's like, all right, cool, you guys dug on something. I made you guys laugh. You guys hit me up on the side that you guys make me laugh over stupid shit too is fucking rad to me. So I totally appreciate it. You guys are always dope as fuck. And please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. I'm at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter, at the CS Bell on Twitter as well. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Share the podcast more than anything, guys. And yeah, subscribe, give me stars, hearts. I don't know what the fuck that is or whatever that, how that works. But again, share the podcast with like-minded individuals. And I will catch you guys next week. Happy Halloween. Hopefully you guys are all safe. And, yeah, hopefully I had some good talk for you guys. Peace out.